I noticed there was no Boop show on Thursday, Scott. I noticed.
This is the Boop Show, some gaming news you can use for May 11th, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson. Let's do this thing. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Boop Show. Oh, my gosh. I had some really good Heroes of the Storm games over the weekend. Some stuff with some guildmates, some stuff with me and just some randoms, and some stuff with some other friends. And I got to tell you, I'm not sure I've had this kind of multiplayer fun since Quake 1 in an old office I used to work in. And I mean that when I say that. I don't know what special cheese Blizzard is putting on their sandwich, but it's working for me. I know I talk about it all the time, and I'm not going to go that deep into it this week, because really, how many times can you hear me talk about Heroes and not start to get sick of it? I get it, okay? It's annoying. Geez, Scott, leave some of this at home. Get a room, why don't you? But, man, even custom games. We had a couple of 5-on-5s this week where we just made custom games, and there's no XP or gold in that experience, so what you get out of it is just pure unadulterated joy derived from murdering people that you know. And that is really great. I'm not sure what they could do to screw that game up for me. Right now, I just feel like I'm having the perfect time. So, let's see him try. Got some new heroes coming. Crusader from Diablo. Kel'Thas from the World of Warcraft lore. Getting his blood elf on. Anyway, loving that game. Also, really, really, really enjoying Dirt Rally the more I play it. And yeah, I've talked about that for a couple shows now, but Dirt Rally continues to show me how much I miss a good rally game. And I started playing the dailies for the first time. And that's interesting because I'm kind of early in the game in terms of progression, and the single player kind of career element is like, start with these old cars from the 60s, then buy those built in the 70s, and then work your way up through these decades up to current day. So eventually I'll be driving some sort of, you know, Ford Fiesta thing, or, you know, whatever current little rally car they have today. But I figured it was going to be a while till I got there. Well, the dailies are combinations of things that you can't predict. It'll say, all right, today's track is in Sweden. It's such and such length of such and such track. It's all downhill. The car is a 1995 Impreza. It's raining and it's dark out. It's night. And I wish it would have said, oh, and Scott, don't break your headlights, because they will not work after you break them and you will not be able to see where you're going. I wish they would have told me that. So I did a race the other night on the NVIDIA stream that included me blowing out both front tires, nearly destroying my back end, and getting both my headlights blown out before I was even halfway through the race. So that was good times. Oh, and my windshield was broken, so I couldn't do the view from inside the car unless I wanted to see. Didn't matter, still had fun, made it to the finish line. What a game. What a game. Yeah, I really like it. And you guys, I think you will too. More of you should try it out. It's not, you know, you may look at it and go, wow, $34, that's a little steep. Not for a game that, you know, used to sell retail versions of its previous entries in the series for like $50-$60. So this little thing on Steam for $34 seems like kind of a deal. All right, let's do some news. We got a bunch this week. Well, since we last spoke on Thursday. And that thing at the top of the show, I did do a show on Thursday. This was an old call, so relax, everybody. You didn't miss one. There was one. If you didn't hear it, go back and check on the feed. Do you guys hear, like, my left ear's coming in weird? Hold on. Hello, left ear, hello. I'm going to pause and check this. Hang on. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I checked. It doesn't. I can't. No, does not compute. I don't know what's happening. Anyway. Symphony of the Night. Do you guys remember that game? It was a Castlevania game. Castlevania Symphony of the Night. It's legendary developer Koji Igarashi. I hope I said that right. Has announced his next project. It is a 2.5D, that is a 2D game with 3D elements, called Igavania. Is it Igavania? Igavania. Style title? That's not the name of it. They said Igavania in this article on PC. Is it PC Gamer? Wherever I got this. But they mean like Metroidvania. That's what they mean. Anyway, it's called Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. Symphony of the Night, Ritual of the Night, huh? Castlevania, Bloodstained. Okay, Bloodstained doesn't sound like Castlevania. But anyway, the game is in development for PC, Mac, Linux, Xbox One, PlayStation 4. And it says here he is bypassing traditional publishing deals for the project. That means Kickstarter to get it off the ground. They're seeking $500K to make it happen. They say they've already got some funding, but the money raised on Kickstarter will increase the overall product value and let them put in features they couldn't otherwise. So they're kind of double doing it here. We'll see how that goes. So look who's making it. Development duties are being handled by Inti Creates. This is the Japanese studio behind Mega Man 9 and Mighty No. 9. So if you want your traditional ass Metroidvania, Castlevania, Symphony of the Night kind of business, line up because they've got your ticket. BioShock developers, or ex-BioShock devs, say that Surreal, their new first-person game, canceled, done, out. It was the game called, it's called Surreal, made by The Black Glove. This is a developer of former BioShock writer. Where's his name? I wrote it down somewhere. Something Fielder. I can't find his name. Joe Fielder. That's it. They announced that they're not going to do it. This follows an unsuccessful Kickstarter campaign last year. He says after that thing came up short, Day 4 Night Games bought a demo to the game at the Game Developers Conference at PAX this year. They tried to pitch it to publishers. Blah, 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 ding, ding, dong. We intend to return to the Black Glove later when we can do it right, he said. Not going to happen. I keep calling the game Surreal. It's called The Black Glove. Ugh, Scott. It's called The Black Glove. It happens to be Surreal. Does it make sense now? Well, it better. Twitch forbidding all streams of The Witcher 3 before the official release date. Why, you ask? Well, because some got leaked, man. Early copies of Witcher 3 specifically showed up in the United Arab Emirates. So, what happened over there, man? Are you trying to tell me that in parts of the Middle East, we don't have perfect control over distribution chains? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because I'm not sure I believe it. That comes to me in the form of the most shocking news. I can't quite believe what I'm hearing. Whatever, I don't know anything about the UAE, so maybe it's perfect over there and I have no idea. Anyway, it looks like some of the copies made it there. I mean, whatever, here, I've had a Walmart near me that had Madden 3 days ahead and shouldn't have, so I understand. But even if those people wanted to show off what they got on Twitch, they're not allowed to. This is what Twitch said officially. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is not allowed for broadcasting until May 19th, 2015. Broadcasting before this date is subject to DMCA guidelines, which means they can pull your stream, cancel your account, and ban you from the service. I wonder how hardcore they are about that. And are you guys all getting that game? Because I think I'm going to get it. I think I'm going to lay down the pre-order dollars on Steam to get the extra few bucks off and have it waiting for me. I have a kind of a big medical appointment the day before, so I'm hoping that all is well with that and the news is nothing but good, so when I leave there, I can go home and go, preload a video game, because I don't care about nothing now. Everything's clear. Doctor says go. Let's have weird fantasy sex on a unicorn. Because can't you do that in Witcher 3? I think that's the thing you can do. Anyway, that's good news. Assassin's Creed Victory is actually called Syndicate. It's coming this holiday, and tomorrow, May 12th, we will find out the exact details. They're going to unveil it officially, but some of the stuff got leaked early, talked about early, and According to material leaked to Polygon, it is called Assassin's Creed Syndicate, not Victory. And the new assassin's name is Jacob Fry. So, you know, whatever. It's still set in an industrial industrial age London, kind of a Peaky Blinders era is the thinking. You know what that means? That means it's the most modern ass Assassin's Creed we'd have outside of the Unibus. What's it called? The thing he goes into? The thingamus? Animus. The Animus, right? That's it. The Unibus. Scott's on the short bus today. Ubisoft's going to talk all about it. Xbox One, PS4, PC, and it's the Victorian era London stuff. Well, wait. Victorian and industrial area. They don't cross over, do they? Like 1910, 1900. I think there are cars when this guy's around is what I'm getting at. Old cars, but cars nonetheless. Do I have that wrong? Someone tell me if I have that wrong. There is a TV series based on the classic game Myst heading to Hulu.com. You think Hulu just spent a bunch of money for Seinfeld episodes? Just imagine what they had to shell out for this. Probably nothing. Anyway, if it all pans out, and this has been in the works for forever, so my guess is this is Final Destination or it's not going to work at all, but should it all work out, an entire TV series based on the PC classic adventure game Myst will air on Hulu. Deadline had the news. And Hulu's in a big push right now for original content, so it's weird, though. Does anyone remember? I mean, we remember Myst because we played it and we thought it was great. But what is, like, the common, excited, buying, streaming public? They don't know. They don't know this. Do they know this? Am I wrong in thinking that this game from Cyan Worlds, do you remember that was the name of their company? Myst and Riven and the games that, you know, those were all those games. Did you really think of those as like, oh, yes, a venerable, endless hole of story possibilities. Let's make a TV show. I think that's just weird. It's being written by Evan Daughtry. I guess you say his name. He wrote Divergent. He's the film adaptation. The 2014 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that little reboot there. So let that stand for whatever it is. He's also set to write the new Tomb Raider film, the reboot of the Tomb Raider movies. So the guy's got some video game experience, but Myst. It says here that we'll, quote, explore the origins of an island called Myst. From the game where a man wakes up on a mystery island with absolutely no idea who he is, where he is, or how he got there. Burp, burp, burp. Mario Kart, that's a good use of a sound clip. Mario Kart producer is heading up the new Nintendo mobile game development. People are big fans of Hideki Kono over there at Nintendo. And he is largely responsible for the fine Mario Kart entry on the Wii U. Mario Kart 8. I can't talk. Mario Kart 8. He's been put in charge of all Nintendo's efforts in the mobile game development stuff that they're working on now. One game of which will be out, or two games will be out before the end of the year, Nintendo is saying. So that's cool. There was talk and rumor a while back, GDC or something, that he was hoping to do something new. Was feeling a little stuck in the Mario Kart rut over there. So could I please do something else, he said, and it looked like they let him do that. During a financial briefing, Nintendo revealed plans to release five smartphone titles by March 2017. And they want to give each one of these games significant, what they say is significant staying power. So they don't want these to be throwaway, 99 cent, get it and forget it kind of games. Quote, regarding the number of titles, you may want to know that we will release approximately five by the end of next fiscal year, which is the end of March 2017, said Iwata. And then, and only then, did he stare deeply into a banana. The Witcher 3, speaking of The Witcher 3, has pre-sold 1 million copies and then some. I'm about to add to that. Now, I would assume that's all platforms. It has to be, right? This is according to developer CD Projekt Red. The official Twitter account of the game tweeted the news yesterday. 8 million in pre-orders. That's 8 weeks before the game's release. So that's 8 weeks till now, I guess. That's way better, considerably better than Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings pre-orders, which took about 9, what is it? 3 months of sales was 940,000 total. Anyway, PlayStation 4, PC, Xbox One, May 19th. And I'm telling you, you can have sex on a unicorn. I think that's a thing. I mean, in the game, not in your life. Don't do it in your real life, okay? Finally, Newt Gingrich. Gingrich? Can't talk today. I apologize. Newt Gingrich, former presidential hopeful for somebody. Kind of a goofball over here, if you're not into American politics. He's run for president a couple of times. He was head Speaker of the House for quite a while during the Clinton years. And, the American politician, Newt Gingrich, is a huge fan of virtual reality, he says. Virtual reality is his favorite new thing. He visited Facebook's headquarters. That's where they have all the Zuckerbucks. That's where they make the Zuckerbucks. And he got to try it on, put on the Oculus Rift. And he blogged about it. He says this, every so often, technology comes along that makes you realize as soon as you try it that it will change the world. Email and the web browser were two good examples. Cell phones were another. Last week at Facebook, I had the thrill of experiencing one more virtual reality. That may sound ridiculous, but within a minute of putting on the VR headset, you know that millions of people are going to spend hours with these devices strapped to their faces. It is amazing, he says. With your toes at the edge of the mat, you can actually stand on... You're actually standing on in real life. Your eyes really do fool you, he says. The politician and others before him have all been saying similar things. Imagine crossing the Delaware with George Washington on Christmas night, 1776, he says. Imagine watching the debates of the Constitutional Convention as no one but the Founding Fathers did. Well, it won't be exactly as no one did because we're going to make it out of the like virtual space and computer dudes and stuff. You're going to make the thing. We have to make it. It's not just going to... You don't just put this on your head and go, take me back to when they signed the Declaration of Independence. All right, now take me to the day Columbus stepped upon his ship. I don't know why he's Irish all of a sudden. Take me to the time where I found me pot of gold. He says, imagine being a member of the audience at Ford's Theater the night Abraham Lincoln was shot. Just imagine it. Imagine it. He's right. It's going to change the world. He's weird, though. I don't even care about his politics in this particular case. He's just... Is that all you want to imagine? Famous historical moments? That's what you think VR's extent is going to be? Just imagine. He says, this will revolutionize what we think of television, programming, and everything that the news and sports and drama bring to us now. Well, yeah, that's maybe true, but it's not all going to be constitutional conventions, you boring old fart. Come on. Ratchet up your excitement level. Let's do some stuff that we call phone calls and emails. You guys send in your emails and your phone calls, and I like those a lot. So I'd like to continue that trend and encourage you to not stop. So email us, boopshow@gmail.com. Send us voicemails, 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0-GOB. G-O-B. Let's start with calls and this one.
Hey, Scott. It's Amanda from Denver. I'm calling in reference to Boop Show number 68. I'm sure that most people that listen to sports talk radio have already gotten in contact with you, but just so you know, Colin Cowherd is a gigantic dick and you shouldn't listen to anything he says. Anyway, love the show.
Well, you'd only know if that dude at CNN, if he's still there, I assume he's still there, was a huge dick if you have listened to him before, right? You had to take in the dickishness to then translate to know that he is a dick and a huge one at that. I don't know the man. My guess is like all radio, like traditional, like straight up on the air radio, most stuff that happens in talk radio is based on people trying to get a rise out of everybody. So I really don't take it as much more than that. I mean, they all admit it too. Like Rush Limbaugh, he said before, he's like, yeah, I'm there to entertain people, which means I get them riled up. I kick up a stink. I swirl up some dirt. And once you realize that that's primarily the job of a talk radio dude, then it's okay. Podcasting, I'm not so sure it applies to that, but it definitely applies to talk radio on the traditional airwaves. Because that's how you get ratings. And ratings are like gold. So you get what you got to get. Totally understand. Here's another call.
Hey, Scott. This is Steve, a.k.a. Thorgan, calling for the Boop Show. I thought you'd like to know that the Jackbox Party Pack, the Steam version of it, is on sale for 50% through Friday. I know you recommended the game, and because of your recommendations, I checked it out and played the demo, really loved it, and when I saw this sale, I scooped it up right away, and I thought if there was anybody else out on fence, they might like to pick it up too. So I thought I would pass on the information. Love the show.
Boop. Okay, I'm going to do a quick check, make sure it's still up there, because he sent me this call a little while ago. Hold on a second. I'm opening the store. I'm searching the store. Jackbox Collection Party Pack. Oh, we missed the sale. Here, listen.
Oh, no.
Okay. He yelled, oh, no. Yeah, it's not on sale anymore. It's still $24 on Steam, or it's back to that, but it's completely worth it, even at that price. I have it on PS4. I don't know how the multiplayer goes on the computer. I assume you can do more than just local, right? Have to be. Or why would they sell it here? But if not, plug it into your TV or get a PS4 version. Or does the Xbox have it? I don't remember if they got it. It's such a fun freaking time. What a great game. Best party game we ever owned. Bring the neighbors over.
Hey, Scott. This is Patrick Murphy calling for the Boop Show. Regarding the Wolfenstein pronunciation thing, you got to think, is it Albert Einstein or is it Albert Einstein? I think you know the answer. Anyway, thanks for a great show.
Albert Einstein or Albert Einstein? We got a lot of other stuff about that whole thing, including this one from Jake. Says, Scott, I speak German, but I pronounce it the same way you do. It's true that if German... I think you wrote that wrong. I'll say in. It's true that in German, it would be pronounced with a long I sound like Stein, not Steen. But the German pronunciation of the word or of the whole word would be Wolf and Stein. If people try to correct you on the Steen, but nothing else, they're just a-holes who want to pretend they know what they're talking about. It doesn't matter how they say it in German. You speak English, so say it in English. Haters gonna hate. Boop. Jake. Well, thank you, Jake. I appreciate you defending me, but I'm comfortable with saying whatever the hell I want to say. Wolfenstein. Castle Wolfenstein. There, take that, everyone who gives a crap. We got one more email from Aaron from Minnesota. Oh, don't you know Aaron from Minnesota, don't you know? He says this, hey Scott, does buying from Uplay or Steam matter as far as game performance is concerned? I upgraded my old PC to an Intel quad-core i5 running 3.5 megahertz and an NVIDIA 650 graphics card. GTX is a GeForce card, I guess. Downloaded through Steam, Bioshock Infinite, and Shadows of Mordor. They look and play great at 50 frames per second on medium settings. Assassin's Creed Unity from Uplay came free with the motherboard. Plays at about 10 frames per second if I'm lucky. I have turned off what I could, changing the remaining graphics options, so on, so on, so. He says, even in the dark sewers of Paris, the FPS does not get above 15. If Assassin's Creed has come from Steam, would it matter? Do the download services tweak these games what they will let them, games in a way that would make them different? Thanks, Aaron. No, it's the same. The news you missed is that Assassin's Creed Unity was a dog on all systems and all cards and all everything. There's no difference. Because all you're talking about are launchers. It's the same game code. If you bought it on Steam, it's the same exact game. There's no difference at all. The only difference is this shell on top of it that lets you launch the game and chat between other people who are on your friends list and things like that. It's like a separate layer. I suppose you could say, well, there's some incremental performance taken away by these various layers, but it's tiny. It's got nothing to do with your overall game experience. So the answer is a definitive no. It didn't matter where you bought it. And in fact, here's the funny bit. If you would have bought it through Steam and not Uplay directly, you still have to install Uplay and it still has to launch in Uplay anyway. So it's kind of like you almost have to have two things that way. So it wouldn't have mattered. It's not you. It's Unity, man. That thing's a dog. It's a pig. And it wants to kill us all slowly. I don't want to hate on that game. Okay? I want to love it. I wanted to love it. But it's a misstep, and I really hope this new one's good. Tomorrow's the big reveal. we'll let the internet bitch and moan about it, but I'll have expectations that are in line with the possibility of it being high quality, and then we'll see. But yeah, last year, Unity. Woo. Woo. Frogpants.com/boop is the website. Boopshow@gmail.com is our email address. 801-471-0462 is our voicemail line. Why is my phone ringing? Hold on a second. Let's see what's going on. Oh, there's a big box coming today, and I got to go pick it up at the front door. I'll get that in a minute. Where was I? 801-471-0462 on Twitter @boopshow or @scottjohnson. You can find me there. Support us, please. We could use all the help we can get over at patreon.com/frogpants. It helps this and other shows do what they do. If you like it, you enjoy it, and you want to give a little back, just like a dollar. I mean, 50 cents even. Whatever. Whatever you got to be great. If you can give more, even better. That's at patreon.com/frogpants. Thank you so much for all your support there. That's going to do it. I think that's it. I was going to tell you guys something. Oh, I got some more codes to give away. We'll do that next episode on Thursday. So watch for that. Our big winner of Deponia for Steam, and big congratulations goes to somebody named Seb, S-E-B. He's been emailed. He's got the code. Congrats. Thank you, everybody who participated. I just grabbed names at random, and he won. I assume it's a he. So there you go. All right. I'm going to... You guys really liked the version of that Seventh Saga song that I played? 2 weeks ago, or two episodes ago, I think, from that full collection available at ocremix.org. You liked it so much, you've asked for another, so I'm here to do it for you. It's the seventh track on the same album, seven songs of the seventh saga. This is called Wizard, and I'll play it for you now. We'll be back on Thursday with a brand new show. Keep your calls coming. Love you guys. Stay out of trouble. We'll see you then. Network. Get more at frogpants.com.